From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The United States on Monday vetoed a draft UN resolution rejecting President Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. The veto came after all 14 other Security Council members voted for the resolution. This is U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley.
For decades, Israel has withstood wave after wave of bias in the UN and its agencies. The United States has often stood beside Israel. We did not on December 23, 2016. We will not make that mistake again.
The veto highlighted the isolation of the United States over the president's announcement that the U.S. Embassy will be moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, effectively ignoring Palestinian claims on the city. At least six people were killed, more than 30 others wounded, when a Taliban suicide bomber detonated his explosives-packed vehicle late Monday near a security convoy in southern Afghanistan. The attack happened in Lashkarga, the capital of the restive Helmand province. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack. In Libya, the mayor of the coastal city of Misrata has been abducted and killed after returning from an overseas trip. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility. Protesters set fire to the offices of the ruling party Monday in Iraq's semi-autonomous Kurdish region amid widespread protests over unpaid salaries and suspected corruption. Kurds demanding the resignation of the ruling Democratic Party torched its offices in a city in northern Iraq. VOA's Kurdish service said demonstrations were taking place across much of the province. This is VOA News. South Africa's ruling party has elected a new leader, Cyril Ramaphosa, who will likely be the party's presidential candidate in the next national election. But will Ramaphosa, who was not the outgoing president's choice, be able to overcome the massive challenges ahead for the party? VOA's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
Funde Sonwabo, a delegate from Gauteng province, acknowledged that the ruling party, which he has belonged to, he said, since he was 20, has issues. The ANC has lost ground in recent elections, losing control of three major cities to the opposition.
I think we do have problems, and I'm glad that our leadership is admitting that we do have problems. But then we can't continue moaning and analyzing the problems. We've got to work out strategies of how to get out of the situation in which we are.
The party's outgoing treasurer, General Zweli Mkhize, said party leadership is aware of calls for Zuma to step aside as president now that his term as party leader is over.
We took a discussion, that discussion in the past. When it arises, I think the ANC must deal with it at that point. At the moment, that issue hasn't arisen.
Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
An Amtrak train derailed in the northwestern U.S. state of Washington Monday during its first-ever run along a faster new route. Some of its cars fell on a busy highway below, causing multiple fatalities. Amtrak said that 78 passengers and five crew members were on board the train. President Trump's new national security strategy will, according to senior administration officials, provide the country with a clear and actionable playbook to counter the most dangerous and persistent threats. The White House unveiled the strategic document Monday, almost 11 months after the administration began work on it. President Trump explained much of the strategy and how it's already impacting American policy during a speech Monday in Washington. A district court in California has temporarily halted the deportation of scores of Cambodians who face removal after being convicted of felony crimes. About 50 were scheduled to be sent back to Cambodia on Monday. Most of them fled to the U.S. as child refugees during or after the atrocities of the Khmer Rouge regime in the 1970s, but never obtained full American citizenship. Their attorney says it violates their rights to round them up this way and load them on planes before they even had any process in the courts. Many of the detainees have, the attorney said, literally never set foot in Cambodia before. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.